and said, without fail, they all died. But he said, you today have not a sign of cancer left in your body. We do not understand this, but you're totally healed. So Ed, of course, was a very happy person. He goes out and gets in his vehicle. Now, he's listening to the Word of God on tape going down there. He goes out and gets in his vehicle. He said, I am so happy. No cancer. They tell me don't even come back for at least 6 months for another checkup. It's gone. So he said, I reach over and say, Lord, thank you. And I hit that play button on that tape recorder. And he said, Thurman, you'll never guess what that said. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him and anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall make the sick well. He said, then the tape recorder stopped on its own. And for the first time in my life, I heard God speak to me in that authoritative voice. He said, Ed, it was not M.D. Anderson that healed you. It was me. Ed said, tears came in my eyes. I couldn't see to drive. I pulled off to the side of the road and I stopped and I worshiped and praised the Lord until I regained my composure. And then he said, I drove home. All of these experiences I've had the privilege to see the King do has changed my walk with God forever. And because of these things, it's why I teach a healing school in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex 2 times a month. And that's why I see people healed and delivered all the time. And I'm going to tell y'all that I film every one of those healing schools on video and audio tape. I have a website that's TLSM, thelivingsaviorministries.org. And I have many of those video and audio tapes listed on there. And I don't sell anything I do. I give everything away. Any of you that wants any of my information, if you'll go to that website, you can get my phone number, my address, and anybody that wants anything I have, it's free. Now, with a group this size, if you want, I won't be able to send more than 2 videos and 4 or 5 audios at a time, because I'm limited on what I have. But if anybody wants anything, I will send anything you want to you, free and postpaid, because what I do is God. And He's the one that does everything. I don't do nothing except teach His Word and pray for the sick, and He does the rest of it. And so I'll make that blank check to you, since God says give, and it'll be given to you. He's given to me these wonderful things. I'll give to you anything that I have. And I want you to come up to where I have come up to, because I know God has called me in these last days to teach the body of Christ faith and how to walk in it so we can overcome the enemy that our King defeated on the cross 2,000 years ago. Praise the Lord. Now, if Bill would allow me, I would like for any of you that if your faith is at a level and you need anything from God, I will be willing to pray the prayer of faith with you according to Matthew 18:19, where our King says, this is our King talking to us. He said, again, I tell you that if 2 of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, I will do it for you. That's for you and me. And if 2 of us agree, He will do it. So if you need anything from the Lord right now, I realize in a group like this, I cannot possibly minister to each one of you. But I would like for you to make sure that you know that your sins are all confessed, that you believe God, and any kind of need you have, believe Him. Believe Him. And if you will, I will pray the prayer of faith for you right now. And as I pray the prayer of faith for you, when I get through, I want you to say, Lord, I agree with that man of yours, and I'm your son or I'm your daughter, and I agree that what I'm believing you for right now is mine. And if you'll believe with no doubt in your heart, He will do great and mighty things. He will move through this crowd of people, and many of you will receive an awesome, awesome thing from the Lord today. Can I pray that prayer of faith for them, Bill? Father, upon Matthew 18:19, the prayer of agreement. Father, I want to thank You that You're here today, that You're the King of the universe, that Your Son is here and Your Holy Spirit's here, because we're here gathered in Your name. And You said if just 2 of us are gathered in Your name, You're here. So, Lord, there's thousands here in Your name. So, Lord, I praise You for these promises. Now, Lord, for each one of these people, I don't know their need, but You do. So I ask You, Father, to meet their needs, whether they have back problems or headaches or pains or whatever their need is. I ask you, Father, I rebuke the enemy and command him to leave these people, and that you send the Holy Spirit to heal and restore your people and to meet all their needs right now in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you for doing it for each one that believes you with no doubt in their heart. And I thank you. It's done because it's written in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you can agree with the prayer for yourself, just say out loud, Lord, I agree for myself. And I'm healed or I'm delivered or my needs are met, finances or whatever they are. And believe him and then continue to stay in faith. Don't cast away your confidence in the word and go thanking him and praising him. And many of you will receive great and awesome gifts and healings and thanks from our Lord. He is our